Welcome to New Generation Church with our pastor, Eddie Garcia.
Today I want to talk to you guys on the topic of doors. Like 2-3 weeks ago, I preached the first message on doors. This is Doors Part 2 with the subtitle of Open Doors. Amen. So that's the title of a message, Doors, with the subtitle of Open Doors. Amen. How many know that God opens and closes doors? Amen. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor and tell him God's going to open a door. Now, look at the same neighbor and tell him, are you ready for that door? Amen. I'm gonna do a quick little review on the last message, part one, so that we can get into part two. On part one, I'm gonna try to preach and teach at the same time, because I don't want you to just leave here excited. I want you to leave with something solid, amen, that's going to help you. So remember that I talked about that God is in control of our doors. God is in control of our doors. Remember that doors are a type of opportunity. So doors and opportunities go together. Amen? Remember that he opens and he closes doors. I'm going to say that again. He opens and he closes doors. Also, remember one of my points was when God opens it, no one can close it. When God opens it, no one can close it. And on the flip, the other side of the coin, if God closes it, no one can open it. If God closes it, no one can open it. Just like God forgave you of your sin, nobody can accuse you of it. Hello, somebody. God set you free, nobody can bind you again, because you've been set free. You've been forgiven. Amen. So when God closes the door, no one can open it. God knows your works. He sees and he knows what you do. Nothing goes past God. Amen. Are you guys kind of remembering some of the message now? Okay, let me go a little bit further. Even when God asks you to do things that were different and difficult, you never said no. When people cursed you, you loved them anyways. Amen? How many been there? God asks you to love somebody that you don't want to. You know, God tells you to say hi to somebody that you don't want to. God tells you, buy them a meal. And you're like, no way, man. He took my parking. She took my chair. There's no way I can buy him a coffee or a meal. So, but you did it anyways. And God's seen it. So God is going to bless you for it. Why? Because God is saying you did it all for me. You never told me no. You never denied me. Remember, he was talking to the church of Philadelphia, that they had grown weary and tired of working in the book of Revelation. And he's telling them, look, I've seen your works. I've seen that you're tired. I've seen that you've grown weary. But one thing I like about you is that you've never denied my name. I've seen your works, that you've been faithful, that you've been in the house of God, that you've been consistent, that you've been on the grind working for my kingdom, and I'm ready to release the blessing. You always kept my word. Amen. So that's important, church. Never forget his word. And then finally, then we'll go into to today's part. Behold, I have set before you an open door. I'm going to repeat it again. Behold, I have set before you an open door. Now we go to today's message, which is titled Doors, with the subtitle of Open Doors. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Acts. Chapter 16, verse 26. Book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 26. If you don't have your Bible, it's okay. They're going to put it on the screen. Just follow me there. And let's get to work. Amen. We want to give a shout out real quick, first of all, to our pastor, Pastor Eddie Merino and Monica Merino. Amen. Give a clap offering for them. Hallelujah. They're tuned in, probably watching through either Facebook or YouTube. Amen. They're over serving God, doing the Lord's work at another sister church here locally. And we just continue to lift them up in prayer. Amen. They've been busy in God's doing kingdom work this whole week. And they've come home, but yet they still have to work today. And how many know that kingdom work never stops? Amen. Amen. This is 24/7. That's why when COVID hit, did you guys know that when COVID hit, one pastors, the position, the job of a pastor was considered an essential position. They're considered essential workers. Right alongside with the doctors, the nurses, the firemen, the police department, all of them, city employees, the UPS workers. Hey, amen. You gotta get your Amazon, you know. I'm just kidding. But yes, they're essential workers, so they're still working. They're doing kingdom work, so continue to lift them up. They'll be here Wednesday. They'll be here Wednesday to repair all the damage that Pastor Efrain and I are going to cause today. Amen. Shameless plug. If you want to hear Pastor Efrain speak, he's going to be speaking in the Spanish service. So I encourage you to stick around. Amen. So, hallelujah. You're welcome, Efrain. Amen. Book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 26. Amen. Are we there? Hallelujah. It says, suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of all the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were loosed. All the doors were open, and everyone's chains were loosed. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the reading of your word. We thank you, my God, because you are a living God. You are a God that speaks in season and in out of season. You are a God who hears the prayers of your children. You are a God who has called us for such a time as this. You are a God that opens doors. And you are a God that when you open, no one can close. We thank you, Father God, and we ask that you would give us the revelation of your word this morning, that you would speak into our lives, that we would not leave here the same way we came, but that we would leave transformed by your word, that we would leave renewed, that your Holy Spirit would speak into our hearts and do the work that it needs to do, Father God. We thank you because you loosened our chains. You set us free from captivity. You set us free from our sins. And now we are in your house. We praise and we glorify and we lift you up, my God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, and God's people said, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, buckle up, buttercup. Amen. So I'm going to be talking about doors. Doors part two with the subtitle of open doors. Today I want to talk about keys and doors. Keys and doors. The portion of the Bible that we have just read, it's a story in the book of Acts. It is Paul being imprisoned. Paul being in prison, and they were praying, and they were singing hymns unto the Lord. So there wasn't just an earthquake just because. There was an earthquake that was provoked because there was children of God that were crying out to their heavenly Father. They were singing hymns. They were worshiping God Almighty. And the Bible teaches us that there was a great earthquake, and the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains fell to the ground. Hallelujah. I don't know if you're catching the message this morning, but worship does something. Praising the name of the Lord provokes something to happen. Things happen when we praise and we worship God. It provokes the earth to shake. It shakes the foundations. The doors began to open and the chains began to fall. If you praise His name, something will happen. If you worship God's name, something will happen. God has given you keys. God has given you keys that open doors. The Bible teaches me that if I praise His name, doors will open. That's the key today, church. Your key needs to be a key of praise. Your key needs to be a key of worship. God has given you the keys of the kingdom. It's up to you and I to use the keys. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, this weekend we went to Yuma, and I got to drive Brother George's pickup. Because Sister Susanna, no, I'm just kidding. He got stung by a bee. And his eye swelled up. You guys know where I was going with that, huh? I'm just kidding, Sister Susanna. Icebreaker. Amen. So I got to drive his truck, right? And the truck doesn't have keys. I was like, wow. You know, I drive an old 2000 vehicle model. And, you know, this is a 2025 truck, and it doesn't have a key. It has a key fob. It even sounds fancy, huh? Has a key fob. So he got off to pump gas, and I tried to start the truck, and it would not start. It said because the key fob was required. The key fob was too far from, it couldn't pick up the signal. And I was thinking about it, and right there, God began to minister to me. You know, God began to speak to me because on Wednesday, George talked about the internet. He said, I use Wi-Fi. I don't know how it works, but I use it when I need it. How many use Wi-Fi right here? Do you understand how it works? No, right? But you use it. And that came to my mind. And because he was close to the truck outside, but he wasn't in the truck. So the key was there all along. The key was around. But it isn't until you get the key and you put it in the right location that the vehicle will start. Are you understanding what I'm saying? And it's the same way what I'm trying to teach you this morning, that God has given you keys that unlock certain doors, that God has spiritual keys that open up spiritual doors for you personally and for the church. For us personally and for the church, God has given us spiritual keys that open up spiritual doors. And I was like, wow. I was like, Lord, thank you. Because I was starting to understand, you know, the message that God was trying to give me. And then George got in the car and the fob was in within a distance where it could be picked up, the signal, it could be read. And all I did was I pressed the brake and I pushed a button. Simple. I didn't even have to turn the key like in my old car. I just pushed the brake and pushed the button. And it has to be in that sequence. You have to push the brake and push the button. You cannot just push the button. You have to push the brake and push the button in order for something to happen. Well, this morning you have to praise and you have to worship in order for something to happen in your life. Amen. You guys are quick learners. Amen. You guys are catching the message. I love that. So there's keys that will open doors and doors that will take you to the next season in your life that God has prepared for you. You know, but we have to use those keys. God's taking you to another level. God's taking you to another season in your life. And God has prepared a door for you, but you need to use the keys that God has given you. I'm here this morning to remind you that God has given you the keys to open up the doors. He has put them in your hand, and all you have to do is use them. It's like that fob, just put it in your pocket. Just put prayer in your pocket. You know, keep it with you. Keep prayer with you. So that when you get in the vehicle of praise and worship, you can activate the spirit. You can activate into the spiritual realm quickly. Why? Because you have the keys. God has given you the keys of the kingdom. There's spiritual doors of growth and discovery and unknown that you have to go through. So sometimes there's doors that are not going to seem too comfortable. You're gonna feel like, you know what, I'm not, hey, this is uncomfortable. But let me tell you that when you feel uncomfortable, that's good. Because that means that there's room for growth. That means that God is removing you. God is taking you out of your comfort zone, and he's causing you to grow. And everything in life, when it grows, it brings uncomfortness. You're not comfortable. It's like those Levi's you're wearing. Kind of like the, you know, that size 38, and you're ready for a 40, but you want to squeeze into it. Hello. Or the sister that size 0, but you know you don't want to go up to that size 1 or 2. Amen. You say, oh man, they're gonna fit me. I don't care if Thanksgiving is coming. I'm going to lay down. And honey, you button it for me. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I went through a rabbit hole there. There's doors that you have to step through, church, that are going to be uncomfortable. But you know what? Those doors are going to bring growth in your life. They're gonna be uncomfortable. Because we're used to the known, and when there's discomfort, you go into the unknown. But remember that you will grow. Welcome them, because there's going to be growth. There's doors that you will have to step through. That you will need the right spiritual keys to unlock those doors. Let's go to Ephesians 3:20. God will give you discernment. I'm going to say that again. God will give you the discernment. Ephesians 3:20 says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. In other words, God, everything that you need, God has already deposited into you. It's already in you. All you have to do is step out on faith. Open that door. Use the keys. I forgot to set my timer, but we got one over here now. Amen. Glory. Okay, we're doing good. So God has given you. Look, I like the way the Amplified says it. Now to him who is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly more than all that we ask or think, infinitely beyond our greatest prayers, hopes, or dreams, according to his power that works within us. Remember, my point was that sometimes God's going to put you in a place where it's going to be uncomfortable, but God has deposited in you his purposes. God has deposited in you his power. He has given you the capacity. He has given you the capability. You're not going to do it on your own strength. You and I do not do it on our own. We do it through the power of Jesus Christ. We do it through the power of God Almighty. He is the one that gives us the wisdom. He is the one that gives us the words. Paul said it to him. Paul said it to us, who is able to carry out his purposes, to do super abundantly. That means that God has called you for bigger purposes than you and I can even imagine. He wants to do more than we can even ask for. He wants to do more than we can even think of. He says, infinitely beyond our greatest prayers, hopes, and dreams, according to what? According to the power that works in you and me. It's not our power, church. I'm going to say that again. It's not our power. It's his power working through us. It's his power working through the church. It's his power working through you. It's going to be supernatural. People are going to say, how'd you do it? You're going to say, I don't know. I just did it. How'd you do it? No sé. I don't know. ¿Cómo que José? No, I mean, I don't know. I don't even know where the words came from. I've never been to Bible school. I'm a baby Christian. I've barely been in the church for a month, 2 months, 3 months. But God uses you powerfully. Why? Because it's not about you. It's about the power that's within you. It's about the Holy Spirit. It's all the glory for God. God is going to do the supernatural in your life. It's going to be supernatural. It's going to be a supernatural season in your life. That's the door that God is ready to open up in your life. If you're ready for it, say amen. You know, you may hear of bad news everywhere in the world, but me and you, we have the good news. You know, everybody else around the world can be saying, oh, no, the economy. Oh, no, the president. Oh, no, the governor, that this and that. But you and I, we have the good news. Everywhere we go, we should share Jesus. Everywhere we go, we should bring hope. We should bring love. We should change the atmosphere because we are the door. We are the door for them, for the kingdom of heaven. Suffer it violent, and the violent take it by force. I don't know about you, but I've noticed that God is on the move. Right, Pastor Ephraim? God is moving. God is moving, and God's going to move whether you're ready or not. God's going to do what he needs to do whether you want to participate or not. But you know what? I want to participate. I want to be part of what God's doing. I don't want to get left out. I want to be part of what God's doing here on earth. We're believing God for revival. We're believing for a move of God that has already started. We're happy because it confirms what we've been praying for. Revival is now. Revival starts now. It's here. Get into the river. It's not when it comes. It's already here. It's happening. God's moving in our lives. It's evident because people are seeing it and they're coming to church. They're coming to the events of NGC. Why? Because they see the joy. They see revival in your life, church. And they want the revival too. Why? Because revival fixes a lot of things. Revival fixes a lot of things. People come to the house of God and mysteriously, supernaturally, they're healed. Men and women come to the house of God and they're in the brink of divorce, and all of a sudden something supernaturally happened. And they're celebrating their anniversary. Why? Because God restores, because God changes things supernaturally, because there's revival in the house of God. I refuse to be one of those that say, when revival hits, I'm one of those that says, ¿sabes qué? Revival is here. Revival has come to NGC. Métete al fuego. Get into the fire. Get into the rivers of God. There's no age too old. There's no age too young for God. Get into revival. It fixes problems. Se van los dolores. The pains go away. It's better than that ibuprofen 800. It's better than Vicodin, morphine, and all those pills that the devil and the doctor wants to give you. You know, I always share that God healed me from addiction of opiates. God broke the chains of that bondage. But you know what? It started here. Coming to church. God began to break those chains. And for the glory of God, it's been more than 8 years now that those chains fell. Why? But I learned to praise. I learned to worship. The key of praise, the key of worship, the key of the kingdom was in my hand, and I needed to learn how to use them. And here at NGC is where they taught me, and revival has come to my life. Why? Because I'm using the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Calm down, Eddie. Cálmate. You know, that's the way it happens, church. You know, what you do in private, God will honor you publicly. What you do, those battles that you're fighting in your house that nobody sees. And you're right there praying. And sometimes you even wonder, man, is this really worth it? You know, vale la pena. You know, is it really worth it to be going through this, to be going through that? You know, I see them and they're happy. But you know what? I'm here to remind you that it is worth it. God will honor you. Just keep using the keys that he's giving you. As his people. As his people, as a church, we still have the responsibility, church, to take the keys and unlock the doors and open up those doors and walk through them and take action for God's kingdom. I'm going to explain that because I know it's deep. You know, it's our responsibility. God has given you keys. You need to use them. You know, have you guys ever heard, hey, brother, you ever thought of helping in the church? And you're like, yeah, and it's a pastor asking him, or it's one of the leaders, have you ever thought of, you know, maybe helping out, getting involved? Oh yeah, I'm waiting for the Lord to open up a door. You know, and the door is speaking to you. You know, the door is telling you, hey, have you ever thought of going through me? Have you ever thought of going through the door of service? Have you ever thought of participating? The door is in front of you. And we still have the audacity to say, oh no, I'm praying for the door to open. Hello, somebody. It's our responsibility, church, to walk through those doors. When that door opens up, take action. Aviéntate, go for it. Don't wait for the invitation. Run through it. Just like when Black Friday hits. Right? All those people waiting at the door, they don't wait for them to say, oh, we're open. As soon as they unlock the door, boom, they're gone. They tackle the person opening up the door. Why? Because they don't need an invitation, because they see that the door is open. And the same way God has opened up a door for you, you need to run through that door. Go through it. Don't wait for Black Friday. White Sunday has already showed up. Hallelujah. Don't wait for Black Friday. White Sunday's already here. Amen. Run through that door. In Revelations, God says, I have the keys in my hand. John wrote this, right? In the island of Patmos. He said, in Revelation, God says, I have the keys in my hand, and I open doors that no man can close. In Revelation 3, verse 7 and 8, I'm going to read it for you. It says, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write these things, says, he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the keys of David, he who opens doors, no one shuts and no one opens. I know your works. I see. I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it, for you have little strength. Yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. It's clear, church. It's clear. In Spanish, dicen, no canta el gallo más claro. The rooster does not croak any clearer. You know, God's calling you. God wants to use you. He's opened doors. He's opened doors before you. And you know, he hasn't just opened doors. The Bible teaches me he has given you keys that open other doors. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, this weekend I was sharing that. You know, when God called me, I was already doing what I'm doing now. So I began to do what I do now before they even gave me a title. Hello, somebody. You know, I was already serving the men. You know, I was already preaching and teaching before they made me a men's leader. I was already preaching and teaching before they made me a pastor. So a lot of times, don't wait for them to give you the title. Do what you do and the title will show up. Let me say it again. Do what you do and the title will show up. How many can praise his name? At work, I'm going to bring it to work because some of you guys just say, oh, pues, I don't understand the church, the Christianese, the Christian lingo. At work, they don't make you a supervisor or a manager. Just because, you know, management or leadership sees you on the grind. They see you moving. They see you working. They see you come in on time. They see that you're faithful, that you're loyal, that you're always there, that you're always showing up, that you're always there, that you're always showing up. And then they take notice and they say, you know what? This person has the qualifications for a supervisor or for a management position. And they, before you know it, what do? They promote you. They say, you know what? They tell you, come in the office. Hey, we've noticed that you're always here. We've noticed that you're always on time. We've noticed that you never call in sick. We notice that you never complain. We notice that you are a leader. You know, we're wondering if you're willing, if you want more money. Hello, somebody. If you want more money. You know, but with that comes more responsibility. How many can say amen? Okay. So you guys are understanding my message now, right? So God has given us the keys that unlock the spiritual doors. What are you doing to unlock those doors? I ask that again. What are you doing to unlock those doors? Jesus said, I will give you the keys. What keys? The keys to the kingdom of heaven. I'm going to say that again. What keys? The keys to the kingdom. He's given them to you. He's given them to me. Every season has doors, but you have the keys that unlock those doors. Even though things get hard, even though things get discomfortable, even though things become hard, God has given you the keys to unlock those doors. You just have to put in the key and turn it. Open door. put in the key, turn it, and it opens up the door. You praise, you worship, and you push. You praise, you worship, and you push. And the door opens. Sometimes you don't even have to push. If your door was put on by handyman Eddie G. Construction, then it'll open up on its own. You know, because it's level. And doors, when they're level, as soon as you unlock them, they automatically open on their own. Those that are handymen understand what I'm saying. Amen. So kings for the kingdom of heaven. Every season has doors, but you have the keys. So don't get nervous. Don't get panicked. Hey, God has given you the keys. And I'm going to go real quick because I'm running out of time. Santo. Five things about spiritual keys, spiritual doors. Number one, if you're writing notes, the keys are personal for the journey that you are on. I said it again. The keys that God has given you, they're personal for the journey that you are on. But this can also be applied to the church. God has given the church spiritual keys for the journey that we are on. God has given us keys to unlock doors as a church, to impact the community, to impact the city of El Centro and the Imperial Valley. God has given NGC spiritual keys. They are personal for this church. They are personal for you. They open doors that are set for you and me and for the church. God knows your personal situation and he knows your personal doors. He knows your struggles. He knows your weaknesses. He knows our capabilities. He knows our capacity. He knows your anger. Hello. And my anger. But he says, don't worry. I've given you a key. I've given you a key. I'll take care of the anger. I'll take care of your fear. I'll take care of your nervousness. I'll take care of your stuttering. Don't worry. I got you. Hello. They're personal doors. God knows your personal situation and your personal doors. He knows what's holding you back. You know, there's never going to be the perfect time. There's never going to be the right moment. The moment's now. Don't wait for things to become perfect. You know, I've shared before this also, and you guys are going to remember right now, that when I used to hang around on the corner of 5th and Main in Delano, California with all the homies, I used to say, you know what, when I get right, I'm going to go to church. Well, let me tell you that right moment never came. I came to church and then I got right. I came to the house of God and I began to get right, because it never a right moment to get right and go to church. We come to the house of God to get right. We're all a bunch of sinners saved by grace. We're imperfect, but God is perfecting us. God is molding us. God is shaping us. How dare you sit there and think that you're the Coca-Cola in the desert. You're that bag of Doritos. No. You know, if the Lord was to expose us all, you know, we would see what's real, what's true, that we all fall short. Amen. And that should give us the humbleness. That should be enough to remind us that we depend on God. That if it's not for God, we all don't qualify. Hello, somebody. I'm in your house, huh? It's always. Church, about what's holding you back. You know, think about it. What's holding you back today from serving God? What situation have you categorized as being too big for God that God cannot open? I'm here to remind you that God has given you the keys to unlock that door of freedom, that door of addiction, that door of fornication, that door of adultery, that door of gambling. God has given you the keys to close it. Métele el deadbolt. Put the deadbolt and the kid lock on top so it doesn't come back open. God has given you the keys and the power to open and close doors. But it's all about our heart posture. Where's our heart? Where's our heart this morning? God wants to bring revival into your life. God wants to bring revival into your life, and he wants to bring corporate revival. That means he wants to bring revival in all of us corporately. But first, it starts in us. Our heart posture should always be, let revival begin in me. 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 Because before we can experience corporate revival, revival has to start in each one of us. Just like a match. One match starts the bunch. Are you going to be that match? Are you going to be that match that God uses? I think so. I think this house is full of matches. And they're already burning. They're already on. Now God wants to use us to get out of these four walls. To go into the streets. To go into the community, to go into the job site, and use the fire that is in us to light others on fire for his kingdom. Because that's what God has called us to do, to be fruitful and to multiply. To be fruitful and to multiply for the kingdom of heaven. So let it start right here in me, Lord. Let it start right here in me. The key you might need is the key of forgiveness that releases the grace of God. Sometimes revival can't take place because we're still stuck in our old ways. We're still thinking about the old things. Close the door. Cierra la puerta. Close it. You know, just... You get the door and don't kick it open. Don't get and then shut it, lock it. You guys ever heard the term say forgive, right? Let go and let God. Let go and let God. Let God fight your battles. Let God take care of it. The key you might need is the key of forgiveness. Forgive yourself also. Don't hold yourself hostage. God forgave you already. Don't keep beating yourself up. Don't keep throwing a pity party. Oh, is me. Oh, is me. Poor me. No, no, you know what? God has given you the keys of praise, of worship. God has given you the keys that close doors as well. The key of grace, the key of God, the key you might need. Use it. Amen? Okay, let's keep going. The key you might need is the key for provision. The key for provision, the key of trusting God. I don't make enough. I don't know where the resources are coming. I don't know where the provision is going to come. How am I going to get the payment? You know what? I'm going to teach you something very simple. Just honor God. Just honor God. I'm not even going to use the T word because I don't want anybody to get offended. Honor God. Watch it. with his provision. Be generous. Give. Give. And the key to provision will be unlocked in your life. Maybe you need the key of sharing. Share with others. And I'm not talking about money no more, right? I got out of there. I'm talking about sharing Jesus. Sharing the kingdom. Sharing your faith. Sharing with others. Evangelizing others. Number two, keys are often hidden. I'm going to say that again. Keys are often hidden. In order to use this key, it requires the seeking of God. In order to use the hidden key, it requires the seeking of God. Matthew 7, verse 7 and 8. Matthew 7, verse 7 and 8. They're going to put it on the screen. Follow me. It says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be open. Hallelujah. Jesus is saying today, just keep asking me. Jesus is saying today, just keep seeking me. Jesus is saying today, just keep knocking. Jesus is saying today, I will open up the doors that no one can close. Jesus is saying today, I will open up the doors that no one can close, church. All you got to do is just keep asking, church. Don't give up. It don't matter how ugly it looks, how tired you get, how frustrated. Don't give up. Don't throw in the gloves. Don't throw in the towel. Don't take the knee. Keep going. Hosea 2, verse 15. Hosea 2, verse 15. It says, then I will give her vineyards from there and make the valley of Achor a door of hope and expectation, anticipating the time when I will restore my favor on her, and she will sing there and respond as in the days of her youth and as in the days when she came up from the land of Egypt. Hello. Yo, Hosea is talking about the people of Israel. You know, in the valley of Achor. Achor is a place of trouble, a place of disaster, a place of pain. But then he says, I will make a door of hope. I will give you a door of hope. Of hope in those times of trouble. If we cry out to the Lord, he will give us a word. In the time of trouble, if we cry out to the Lord, he will give us a word. He will open up a door of hope. But we have to cry out. You know, Joshua came before the people of Israel, and Achor, there was a man that had stolen. He had taken a robe. He had taken a brick of gold and silver. And he had stashed it in the camp. There was sin in the house that was holding up the blessing of God. And the word of the Lord came. And Joshua said, hey, what's going on? Just let me know what's happening. Because in order for things to change, you have to confess. You have to recognize what is wrong in your life. What is holding you back? And he said, hey, I'm guilty. I took something that didn't belong to me. And it's in my tent. It's in my tent. There's a brick of gold. There's some silver. And there's a royalty robe in there. Read the story. I'm not going to say it all because then I'm going to spoil it. But I want to provoke you. to go and read it. Look for it. It's in Joshua 7, verses 24 and 26. Joshua 7, 24 and 26, in case you're taking notes. That word from the Lord becomes a key from God. One word from the Lord becomes a spiritual key that unlocks doors. In times of trouble, let it drive you to your knees. Press in on God. Press in on God. In times of trouble, it's not a time to let up. You know, NGC just turned 15 years old. It's not a time to let up. It's a time to press in, church. It's a time for more. It's a time for better. We're growing when we're maturing. We're doing, we're impacting the earth with the kingdom of heaven. We can't stop. It needs to drive us to press into God. Sometimes keys are hidden, and they are only found when we press into the Lord. Mercy. Got 5 minutes. We need to press into the Lord. We need to press into God. Number three, keys are sequential. Keys are sequential. That means that the opening of one door positions you for the opening of another door. Sequential doors. That means that one door will lead you to another. One connection will lead you to another connection. It's called networking for the kingdom. They use it in the corporate setting, Angel. And they think they invented it. But it's all from the Bible. It all came from this book. One door will lead you to the other door. It's called networking. One door will connect you to the other. But you have to go through that door. We choose not to walk through these doors sometimes that God has set before us. We say you know why sometimes we won't walk through a door? Because we say, you know what, that door is not big enough for me. I'm waiting for the bigger door. Hello, somebody. They invite you to preach, and it's a small church. You say, oh, no, I'm not going to go there because it's not a big church. They're not going to give me a big offering like they would at the other bigger church. Hello, somebody. That's for the preachers in the house. Santo. You know, so one door leads to another door. One door leads to another door. It's called sequential doors. We choose sometimes not to walk through them because we think we're too big for the door. I can remember back to my early days of ministry. Some of the doors, they seem small. They seem insignificant. But they led me to this big door. I'm going to say that again. I can remember back to my early days of ministry. Some of those doors, they seem small. They seem insignificant. But they led me to this big door. Look where I'm at. Never in my life would I have imagined myself being here behind this pulpit doing what I'm doing. But I went through small doors. It started small. Never despise small beginnings. I'm going to say that again. Never despise or belittle the small beginnings. Doors are sequential. Many small doors lead to bigger doors. Personally, I encourage you to walk through those small doors today. Zechariah 4:10 says, do not despise the small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. Even if doors look small, go through them. Do not despise small beginnings. The Lord rejoices in the work to begin. Luke 16:10 says, he who is fruitful... He who is faithful in the very little things is also faithful in the much. And he who is dishonest in the very little things is also dishonest in the much. So spiritual doors are sequential. You need to go through the one door that takes you to another. You go through one door and it positions you for the next door. Now, today the question Is there a little door that God is asking you to go through? Or are you waiting for that one big door? Hello, somebody. Are you waiting for that mega church to invite you? Proverbs 4:18 says, but the path of the just is like the shining of the sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. You just got to shine, whether it's small or big. Tú nomás brilla, just shine. Shine God's kingdom. Number four, keys are seasonal. They must be used in their kairos. I'm going to say that again. Keys are seasonal. They must be used in their kairos moment and opportunity. There's two Greek words for time. I'm going to say that again. There is two Greek words for time. One of them is chronos. It has to do with the chronological times that counts seconds, minutes, and hours. I'm going to repeat it again because I know you missed it. It says one Greek word has to do with chronos, which has to do with chronological times that count seconds, minutes, and hours. That's chronos. That's the first Greek word. The second is kairos. The second word is kairos. This is God's time. The opportune time. Time within time. It's a season. It's a season. It's a window of opportunity. It's the time when God is moving in your favor. This is a time where you need to take advantage. This is a time where you just need to keep running. Don't stop. Keep going. Why? Because you're in a kairos moment. You're in God's time. It's the opportune time. It's your season. Your window of opportunity has opened up, and God's favor is on your life. One of the biggest deceptions of the enemy is to whisper in our ear, you can do it later. I'm going to say that again. One of the biggest deceptions of the enemy, church, is that he whispers in your ear, you can do it later. You can walk through that door tomorrow. Hello? How many of you know that life in the spirit doesn't wait for later? Life in the spirit, church, does not wait for later. The time is now. The time is now. Walk through the door that God has set before you. Don't worry, I'm already at the runway. How many of you that have delayed obedience regrets not going through that door? How many of you in life, if you look right now, opportunities that God placed and you did not take advantage, do you regret? Whether it be that job, whether it be buy that house, whether it be marry that man or that woman. Hello? Se te fue. He or she left because you dragged it too long. Take advantage of the opportunity. Seize the moment. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 5. And a wise man's heart discerns both time and judgment. And a wise man's heart discerns both time and judgment. If you've missed the opportunity of a lifetime, God will bring it back. Don't worry. There's grace. There's mercy. Maybe she left, but God's going to bring another one. Maybe he left, but God's going to bring another one. Maybe the job, the deadline, you didn't get to put your application. Don't worry. There's going to be another opportunity. But when that door opens up again, make sure you go through it. But when that door opens up, make sure you go through it. Amen. Let us stand to our feet. And the last one, number five, keys require an act of faith. Keys require an act of faith. When God gives you a key, it requires an action of faith. To turn that key and open that door that God gives you, revelation and insight, but it's up to you to activate faith and do something with it. You know, when God opens that door, run through it. No la pienses. Don't think about it. Aviéntate. Go for it. That job opportunity. That position for promotion. Don't say, oh, man, I'm not qualified. Oh, I just started here. Oh, there, so-and-so has more qualifications than me. He or she can do a better job. That's the devil whispering in your ear, is the deception that he's saying, you know what, you can do it later. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him, to please God. For he knows he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. With our faith, it is impossible. Without our faith, it is impossible to please God. We must believe that he is. He is a rewarder of us, those who diligently seek him. Amen. So keys, they require faith. Amen. Keys require our faith to open up those doors. Amen. How many have enjoyed this word? Amen. Give the Lord a clap offering.
Thank you for joining us for today's message at New Generation Church. For more information, visit us at ncgchurch.com.